Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you love to travel abroad? Make the most of your experience by learning to communicate with the locals in their native language. At the Kultur Institute, we'll help you to learn French, Chinese, Arabic, and more. We guarantee that you will improve your skills and achieve your personal goals. If you don't pass the class you pay for, you can take it again for free. Visit www.kulturinstitute.com to find out more. There you can also check your ability to see which level would be right for you with our free 10-minute online exam.
Number 71.
What is being advertised?
Number 72.
What does the business offer to customers?
Number 73.
According to the speaker, what can listeners do online? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk. Good afternoon, everyone. We're pleased to have so many people here for the factory tour. Today, you'll discover how we produce our furniture with every step from constructing the frame to adding the finishing touches. You'll be especially interested to see the Bolton 360, a cutting device whose unique design results in the lowest number of accidents and injuries compared to all other cutting equipment used in the industry. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce you to Stephen Spinelli, who founded this company 7 years ago. He'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Number 74.
Where most likely are the listeners?
Number 75.
What does the speaker suggest about the Bolton 360?
Number 76.
Who most likely is Mr. Spinelli? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to KVVL Radio. I'm Marissa Gilmore with the top of the hour update. Roadways in the southern part of the city are looking clear, which is good news for commuters. However, if you're traveling on northbound Highway 106, expect delays because there has been a two-car accident. And this evening, avoid the downtown area if you can, as congestion is expected for the National Hockey Tournament. Don't forget that resurfacing work begins next week, so visit our website, www.kvvlradio.com, to see a schedule of which roads will be closed so you can take an alternative route.
Number 77.
What is the main purpose of the broadcast?
Number 78.
What is happening downtown this evening?
Number 79.
According to the speaker, why should listeners visit a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, tickets are still available to see comedian Marcus Dorset at Elmsford Hall on Saturday, April 22nd. The lowest price seats are $70 each, with VIP seats costing in excess of $200. That might seem like a lot for one event, but Marcus Dorset rarely performs live. Critics from newspapers all over the country are reporting that this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you won't forget. To find out more about the event, call Elmsford Hall's box office during regular business hours.
Number 80.
What is the broadcast mainly about?
Number 81.
What does the speaker suggest when he says,
"But Marcus Dorset rarely performs live"?
Number 82.
According to the speaker, how can listeners get more information? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech. It's a pleasure to be here to celebrate the first day of construction for the Bernard Department Store project. Once completed, this building will be the hub of the community. The process for selecting a location for our store was not easy, as we visited dozens of plots, but when we saw this spot, we knew our search was over. It was the one. Surrounded by a thriving neighborhood of businesses and having easy access to public transportation, Bernard Department Store will be well-positioned to reach its revenue goals. I'd now like to introduce Oliver Estevez, who designed the building and has won several awards in his field.
Number 83.
Where is the speech most likely taking place?
Number 84.
What does the speaker imply when he says, "It was the one"?
Number 85.
Who will speak next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, and thank you for volunteering to attend this workshop. Today, I'll be teaching you about the methods we have in place for safely getting everyone out of the building in case of a fire or other emergency. We have selected one employee from each floor so that someone knowledgeable will always be nearby. Now that you're in your small groups, I'd like to pass out a map of the offices and corridors. You should note that elevators are not safe to use in times of emergency, and you must learn several routes in case one area is blocked.
Number 86.
What will the listeners learn about?
Number 87.
What is indicated about the listeners?
Number 88.
What will the speaker do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this message is for Mr. Wu He. This is Natalie from GBT. I'm calling about the vehicle you reserved to be picked up at the Cairns Airport on September 15th and dropped off at our location near Stewart Hotel on September 20th. You asked for a two-door compact car. I'm very sorry, but I just found the reservation form and it was never entered into our system. We're all out of that particular vehicle class, so we'd like to give you a four-door sedan instead. It has more space in the trunk and back seat and comes with the same features. Please call me back at 555-0168 to let me know that this is okay with you. Thanks.
Number 89.
Where does the speaker work?
Number 90.
What problem does the speaker mention?
Number 91.
What is the listener asked to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? I have a brief announcement for all staff members. As you know, this Friday the office will be closed in honor of our country's Independence Day. To celebrate, we're changing the dress code for Thursday. On that day, You are welcome to come to the office in casual clothing instead of your regular office attire. Of course, this is not mandatory. It's up to you. Some of you may prefer suits and blouses anyway. Please let me know what you think of this idea. We hope everyone enjoys experiencing a more relaxed atmosphere at work.
Number 92.
According to the speaker, what is the purpose of the change?
Number 93.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
"It's up to you"?
Number 94.
What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
As many of you know, I've been asked to organize the annual staff retreat, which will take place at the end of this month. I distributed a survey to the entire staff to determine which venue people would prefer for the event, and you can see the results here on this chart. Unfortunately, I just found out yesterday that the most popular venue was already fully booked for the dates we need, so I'll call the one with the second most votes today to make a reservation. Regarding the event itself, I need some ideas for icebreakers and team-building exercises, so I'd like you all to brainstorm with me now.
Number 95.
What is the speaker in charge of doing?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. Which venue will the speaker contact today?
Number 97.
What will the listeners most likely do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list. Hi, Marcy. It's Gerald. I wanted to let you know that I compiled the weekly inventory list today instead of tomorrow because I'll be spending most of tomorrow instructing the new housekeeping staff on how to clean guest rooms. However, I just noticed that Victoria had 2 extra bottles of glass cleaner on her cart, which I didn't count. There's no need to fix the error right away, as Miss Edwards isn't placing the order until after the weekend, but I just wanted to let you know in case you run out. Thanks!
Number 98.
Why did the speaker do a task early?
Number 99.
Look at the graphic. Which amount is incorrect?
Number 100.
When will Miss Edwards place the next order?